Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's a war raging on Christianity, but hardly anyone knows about it. The secular press has largely ignored the problem. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says attacks by Muslims on Christians are growing.
If you are a Muslim today, and tomorrow you say, you know what, I'm going to be a Christian, everywhere in the Muslim world, that makes you an apostate. It literally puts your life at risk, whether it's from government authorities or from your own family, to leave Islam to follow another religion is really a capital crime.
Next, what would it be like to live without electric lights? Activity is limited from dawn till dusk. This is how the poorest of the poor live. Bright Hope International wanted to shed some light on the issue and change it. C.H. Dyer says a donor gave 15,000 hand-crank flashlights to help. Then,
this donor said, I want to help you in other ways, so I'll donate one of these flashlights for every person who comes to Bright Hope's fan page on Facebook and likes you guys.
The campaign runs through May 31st. Flashlights will be delivered to church partners in Pinyon, Haiti for distribution. Bright Lights, Bright Hope, like for light on Facebook. There's a link at our website. And after serving for nearly two decades as Buckner International's chief executive officer, Ken Hall retires April 30th. As he steps down, Buckner President Albert Reyes will carry both roles as president and CEO. He'll oversee operations including the work of Buckner Children and Family Services, domestic and international ministries, as well as seven senior living communities in Texas. Buckner works to transform the communities they work with through Christ-centered values. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes By Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.